We continue reading in Mark's Gospel, chapter 12, at verse 28. The series of confrontations continues. First the Pharisees, then the Sadducees, and now one of the scribes, who is spoken of as a lawyer in Luke's Gospel. And one of the scribes, verse 28, came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that Jesus had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said unto him, "Well, Master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God, and there is none other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love His neighbor as Himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, "And does this surprise you? Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." He didn't say, "Thou art surely in the kingdom of God." "Thou art not far from the kingdom of God." And no man after that durst ask him any question. And then it was Jesus' turn. Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, "How say the scribes that the Christ," Jesus is referring to the prophetic figure in the Old Testament, the Messiah, "How say the scribes that the Messiah is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David therefore himself calleth him Lord. And whence is he then his son?" And the common people heard him gladly. And he said unto them in his doctrine, "Beware of the scribes, who love to go in long clothing, and love salutations in the marketplaces, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and the uppermost rooms at feasts, who devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. These shall receive greater damnation." Amen. May God bless to us this reading from His Word.